Jay O'Felony back in your head. I know some of y'all be like, oh, that look like Jay O'Felony. Hey, it's me, motherfucker. Y'all that know what's happening. Everybody that's been down with me for the year, shout it out. Hey, shout out to y'all. It's yes. James Savage.
Yes, sir.
Y'all check it out. It's going down. Dub CNN, let's get it.
That's perfect.
Yes, sir.
My man. Dub CNN here live with the one and only Jay O'Felony, my man.
Yes, sir. What up?
Man, hanging in there. What's good with you, man?
Oh, man. You already know. Trying to make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Promoting this new project.
Right, the James Savage project.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, that's what it is. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody, you know, that's been riding with me through the years, you know what I mean? And know me as the artist Jay O'Felony, you know what I mean? That was my name, you know, in the game professionally as, you know, when I was on Def Jam, when I was, you know, putting out the Crip Hop album and things like that. And, I came back to the table with me and Exhibit, you know what I mean? Oh. Shout out to Exhibit. Oh. And we started making this project. And, you know, when they found out my government name, they was like, you know what, I need a rap name for. You know, like my government name just happened to be James Savage.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we ran with, you know what I'm saying? And it's basically like just me maturing in the game, you know what I'm saying? And stepping away from all the negative and just starting a whole new outlook at life and just being a, you know, a lyricist and letting people know that I love music and basically finally let my fans really get to know who I am personally. And that's what James Savage is about.
Dope. Yeah, it's crazy you said that because do you find it hard when you're a lyricist? I know. I came up on your music. But, you know, you also have the stigma.
Yeah.
Of the gangbang stuff.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah.
Yeah, the gangster rap. So you think that will... That's like a step towards that?
I think it's just a step of me, you know, just being able to finally just show my creative side, you know what I'm saying? And even though that's what I was doing, even with the gangster shit, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't just talking about gangbanging and things like that. I was trying to be creative and stand out a side of the average person that, you know, you would think that I would be rapping about certain things and I just... come out with a song about, you know, with Method Man and DMX or something like that, or, you know what I mean, or do a song with Ja Rule or you know what I'm saying, just mix it up, you know, and that's what I've been trying to do, and I'm just thankful to be back at it, you know, getting a second opportunity at, you know, touring. You know, we about to go on tour next month, and I haven't, you know, never had an opportunity to go to some of these places that I'm about to go to now.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, even in this stage in my career, it's like I'm about to start doing some of the biggest stuff that I've, you know, been able to do so far, you know.
Dope.
So it's just real good.
Tell me a little bit about what the fans can expect different from James Savage from J.O.
First of all, we got this project, Broken Ground. It's 12 new songs. You know, it's crazy that I haven't actually put out a album in over 18 years, you know what I mean? So it's been a while.
For real?
Yeah, Crip Hop was actually my last studio album.
You know what I mean?
Okay. So
always you're on features.
I've been on a lot of features and just staying relevant with getting on different people projects and things like that.
Yeah.
But as far as me dropping a studio album, it's been a while. So I'm just thankful to have something back out there where I can, you know, tell Siri, hey, play James Savage and my music pop up. So it's getting back cracking for me, man, and I'm just happy to be back at the game and all the, you know, good response and all the feedback I've been getting for the
video,
the film and the Broken Ground project, you know what I mean? It's been dope. So, man, it's going down. We finally getting out here, getting on the road, open bar entertainment, you know what I mean? We got a tour coming up with me, Exhibit, Razzcast, Problem, Demrick, DJ Hopper.
Right.
You know, we doing the Hotter West is One up in, the Hotter West is One in a few weeks with Game and Snoop. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's gonna be dope, man.
Dope.
You know, it's finally happening. The West Coast is moving in all directions. You know.
How did the open bar? No, before I ask that, open bar is a record label.
Yeah.
Who all consists of Open Bar now?
It's a label that Exhibit got, you know what I'm saying? And I'm an artist there too. We partnered up, me and Exhibit. So we put this music together and then we start filming after that, you know what I mean? With Rashidi, helped him direct the movie. And we just basically put it together to where I can just come with my real name and put Jail Felony to the side for a minute, and it's cracking. We just performed in Russia, in Moscow, like a couple weeks ago. You know, I never been there in my life. And to see people out, you know, people having my T-shirts out in the crowd. And that was a trip, like that, though, man. Huh? Yeah, it was a dope-ass show. And people that can't
speak English.
To be a part of it. Yeah, you would think that we wouldn't get that type of love over there. But it was, you know, they welcomed us with open arms. Shout out to Moscow, man, Russia. We got interviewed by MTV Russia and things like that, you know. He took me to Bogota, Colombia, you know.
Doing cocaine capital.
Yeah, man, they had AKs outside our hotel room, and they escorted us to the show, and
man,
we performed in front of like 60,000 people, you know what I mean? So it's going down, man. I'm just, you know, thankful to be back at it, and, you know, just having fun with it at the same time and really getting back to my craft and what I do best, man. It's really, really a blessing. And shout out to everybody that stuck with me, all the fans that had my back through my hard times and the struggles and the, you know, the ups and the downs, you know what I mean? So I'm just thankful that they stuck with me. And it's time to really give them what they deserve and let them know that I feel like I'm one of the best at it, man.
Oh,
I just
want to
show the people that, you know what I mean?
I'm
ready to go. I'm in shape. I'm happy. And I'm just, you know, ready to make my mark in the game once and for all. You know, and put out some of my young cats too, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
to let them shine and just have fun with it, start directing films and doing the whole nine, you know what I'm saying? So it's really about to happen for me, and I'm just blessed to be back in the entertainment business the way it's coming. And, you know, Broken Grounds, and I got a new movie that came out, you know what I mean, with 12 new songs. And, it's just warming up, man. We got the new single called Test Me, and it's crazy that in the video, the actual video is like the females are singing my part and the chorus, but they singing the rap part too.
Okay.
So you only see me at the end of the video, but it's the new single off the project.
Got you.
It's called
Test
Me.
Is that already?
Yeah.
Test Me?
Okay,
it's
called Test Me,
man.
It's off the chain, man. So when you guys get a chance to peep it out. It's buzzing in the streets right now. We're about to do a radio run starting Monday out in Sacramento all the way to Vegas and Phoenix. So we're doing a West Coast radio run for the single right now. And then after that, we're rehearsing for the tour.
Okay.
And then we do the How the West Is Won with Snoop and Game on October 19th. Shout out to How the West Is Won, AD, Live Nation. And the next day, we out of here, flying to Europe, man. We got 26 shows in 30 days. It's crazy,
man.
You know, so it's going to be dope.
Man, Open Bar Entertainment, Jail Felony.
Dove CNN.
Yeah.
It is. We go way back.
You know what I'm saying? James Savage.
Thank you guys for having me, too.
Oh, absolutely, man.
No,
I was going to ask you, how did the Open Bar, how did that situation come together?
Oh, man. First X had a radio show on K-Day called Open Bar Radio, and I went over there to do an interview with him, and I remember one day I was over there, I seen Ricky Harris, rest in peace, and Scarface was over there, OG Scarface, and I remember I went over there to do an interview, and I heard X had played some tracks for me, and then I remembered those tracks, and I was like, man, he can help me make some music. So I went back like, hey, man, help me make this project. And he told me to say a rap, and he did a pattern with his mouth, and I had the words for it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what started it all.
That's
you know
crazy.
What I mean?
And did you and X have a relationship before?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. We actually met with Method Man from Wu-Tang. He actually hooked me and Xzibit up.
Oh.
The first time I did a song with X, me and Method Man was recording What You Gonna Do, and it had actually had Old Dirty Bastard on it at first. Rest in peace.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he was supposed to be a feature on What You Gonna Do, but
he
kind of tried to charge me too much money.
Oh, shit!
And Method Man was like, no, we're not doing that. So Method Man didn't charge me at all, you know what I'm saying?
So ODB was trying to charge you too much?
Yeah, you know, and Method was like, nah, we're not doing my bro like that. He tried to hit me in the head, so.
Wow, that's crazy.
Method was like, let's go get DMX, you know what I mean? And DMX was like the hottest rapper in the country at the time, you know what I mean? And so we got X, and X barely charged me anything.
Dog.
You know, he came straight from Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, him and his Rough Rider fam, and they got cracking.
Dog.
You know what I'm saying? He spent like four or five different raps. Like, which one you want? This one? That one? Like, yeah, X, you ain't bullshitting. X came in there lighting it up. So shout out to DMX too,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, and, my man.
Oh, man, it's a blessing, man. I'm just happy to be back at it. And I've been seeing a lot of, you know, my rap friends coming back, you know, seeing that I'm back at it and giving me my props.
Oh, yeah, you're a legend.
Shout out
to
Snoop,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. He see me doing my work, so
okay.
It's all good.
Shout
you know what I'm saying?
Snoop,
I'm looking forward to just working with everybody again. Shout out to my bro E40, you know what I mean? And just doing my thing, man, and having fun, staying out the way, staying out of the negativity and out of jail and out of trouble, and just being here for my family and my, you know, and my, you know, everything that I stand for, man. Just trying to make sure that I leave my legacy intact, and take this second win and make it way bigger than it ever could have been the first time.
Right.
That's what it is.
You major, bro. Like, but you mentioned the Def Jam era.
Yeah.
How was it at Def Jam, and how did you actually get the deal?
Man, that's crazy. I actually started with Jam Master Jay, rest in peace. That's who put me in the game.
Cause you was out here in Dago.
I was like on the run from my age. You know what I'm saying? I was on the run. I was like 19, and I went.
Gotcha.
I went. My brother came and got me, and took me back to Virginia, and I ran into a manager that was actually from Queens, and we made a single and actually took it to Jam Master Jay, and the rest was history.
That's
I ended up signing to his label with Onyx and them.
Right.
Shout out to Sticky Fingers and them, Fredro and them. And I went to New York and just started recording with Jay.
You know what I'm saying?
I remember us being in the studio shooting pistols out the window and having a ball. You know what I'm saying? He was having me. He used to have me in Queens, just chilling at his mom's house. You know. Basically, I used to have my chucks on, walking with my bag of clothes to the laundromat, and I was chilling with all his homies, and they had a barbershop out there, and we used to close the barbershop at the end of the day and have a party in there, and drinking, and it was a ball, man.
I can hold energy, like, you know what I'm saying?
It was crazy, man. He had it live, like, Jam Master Jay had Queens cracking, you know what I'm saying? So it was all love out there, man, and, you know, they opened the door, and they had my back out there, you know what I'm saying? So it was like a family thing. With, you know, his brother Marv and Trick and all them, you know what I mean? So shout out to Queens, Hollis, you know what I mean? Run DMC. I'm actually about to do a song with DMC too, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
They sent me some of my emails, so I'm looking forward to to land my verse on that.
That's
you know what I mean?
Plastic.
Shout out to Run DMC.
That's a Def Jam.
Legends, you know?
Def Jam Legends right there.
No doubt,
classic
no doubt.
Right
so
there.
It's going down, man. I'm having a ball. I'm looking forward. I got another new album coming out, another mixtape soon on my own label.
Okay.
I got a new label, Loco Entertainment.
Dope.
And I got a new project coming out called Overkill.
Okay.
You know, real soon. So
got
it's
you.
Gonna be dope.
Say,
the beginning
say
of the
that
year.
One more time for me. Jay Overkill is the new one.
New project called Overkill.
And when that one dropping?
Yeah, it's coming out the beginning of the year, like January.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's gonna be stupid. You know what I mean? But that's on
Loco
Entertainment. I don't know about no features right now.
Okay.
I think I'm going in.
You're going in? Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay. Got you.
That's the definition. It's like just really me to the neck with all kind of different styles and flows, and people be like,
he
can
sleep
damn,
on your lyricism.
They gonna be like, wow, this
you
is
was
so
hanging bar for bar back in the day with the, like
up.
You said, the Method Man and DNA, the What You Gonna Do song. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest songs ever, bro.
Like
what was the inspiration behind that one?
Oh man, shout out to DJ Silk for making What You Gonna Do. It was just a dope track, man. I remember him making the track, and I rode around with it for like 2 weeks, and I just and I seen that this little skinny white dude on TV talking about he too sexy for his shirt, he too sexy for his, too sexy it hurts, and I'm like, oh, that's it right there. You know what I mean? And I just, you know, came with a tight melody, you know what I mean? And it was it just stuck to it, man. It was crazy that when that song actually came out, and I used to be in the club, and I used to see, as soon as they play it, everybody would run to the dance floor. And just the feeling of that was like, wow.
Man, it was big.
Did something, man.
You know, it was big.
It was dope, man. That's a blessing to see your
songs
work happen like that. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So it's crazy, man. And
right.
I look to do that again. I got some tricks up my sleeve.
Album. Open Bar and, Entertainment release.
Yeah, I'm thankful that the response of this new project is going the way it is.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to doing the radio run for the Test Me. Y'all check out the new
Test Me.
Check out the DVD, Broken Ground. Digitally, y'all stream it or whatever y'all do right now.
Where can they stream
it? Everywhere. It's on all platforms. Okay. You can check it out on WorldStar, YouTube. You know what I mean? And go holler at me on James Savage Music on Instagram. You know what I mean? Facebook, Twitter, all that.
Yes, sir.
Holler at your boy. Yes, it's going down. J.O. Felony back in your head. I know some of y'all be like, oh, that look like J.O. Felony. Hey, it's me, motherfucker. Y'all that know what's happening. Everybody that's been down with me for the years, shout it out. Hey, shout out to y'all. It's James Savage.
Yes, sir.
Y'all check it out. It's going down.
Yes, sir. Before we let you go, let me get two more quick questions.
Yeah.
I want you, everybody on that top MCs and shit. I hate to hit you with it, but what was your favorite ones of all time?
My favorite ones of all time?
Yes, sir.
All time. Damn. That's a long
time. J.O.'s top five.
I don't know, man. I say my boy E-40.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know what I'm saying? I say Ice Cube.
Oh, yeah.
LL Cool J.
That's dope.
Rakim.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? KRS-One.
KRS. Okay. Okay. All right. Lastly, I wanted to, for those that don't know, J.O. come from California, San Diego area. What was it like growing up, some of the fans, coming up for you, just in that area?
As a kid, it was like, even with the gang culture and all that, it was more of a, this is my brother, these is my brothers, you know what I'm saying? Right. And then, as time went on, it got to more of a, pit bulls to each other. Niggas turned to pit bulls, and I'll tell you like this, it used to remind me of, I seen a movie. Remember that movie back in the day, Beat Street? How them niggas was so close. You know what I'm saying? It was that type of feel, in the hood. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. As the time went on, it seemed like a lot of homies be killing each other and shit. You know what I'm saying? And it'd be weird shit. Like the gangbanging shit ain't what it used to be. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then it's a lot of niggas be gangbanging on social media, you know what I'm saying? How could you be tough when you already telling the police
what you do?
You know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, pull up, nigga, but I'm on Facebook Live, nigga.
I'm saying,
trying to come kill something. What am I pull up when you on the fucking internet?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Weird ass niggas. Right. But I guess that's the new millennium shit, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay in my lane.
Of course.
You know, and let them do what they do. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of so-called street niggas with podcasts and shit.
Niggas
telling about all the old shit they did and all the new shit, incriminating each other and all kind of weird
shit.
Speak
on it, bro.
You know what I'm saying? But I guess that's the wham. But I'm going to stay in my lane.
Right.
Mind my business. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Stay sucker free, though.
Right.
You know?
Back to James Savage, the release. That's what we really on. Because you said it's your first album since.
Yeah, man, it's been a minute.
Since
the Crip Hop.
The Crip Hop album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, and I put that out independent, and it still did a great thing. That's when I had left Def Jam, and that was the first project I put out once I had left the label.
Gotcha.
And then it's been, like you said, I've been doing guest appearances.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And things like that to keep it afloat. But now it's like, I got to do my thing, and, I know people know, this nigga is, not to be fucked with. Right. And I got to stay out of the way and just have fun
it's crazy, bro.
I was fucking in the studio with Dr. Dre last week.
Right.
And he telling me he proud of me and shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he's in the other room mixing Eminem's record. You know what I'm saying? And I'm in the other room making the new shit that I'm making with my bro Sly.
Wow.
That's Dr. Dre's artist. So I got a whole new project with him coming out, too.
The singing?
Yeah,
set?
Sly. Right. Yeah, right. Me and him got a whole new project that's off the fucking chain.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
oh,
man. We got 25 new songs
right now. Y'all got a full magazine.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Shout out to my bro. Sly got me in there gunning, you know what I'm saying? And it's
how was
dope,
it working
man.
With Dre, bro?
Oh, man, it's an experience. Like, You're gonna make he make sure that you're gonna say every word like it's supposed to be said, you know, and he's gonna go over that shit 1,000 times if you got to, you know what I mean? But that's the perfectionist in him, you know what I mean? So I'm just thankful to finally be able to be around that atmosphere, you know, and soak up all the game that I can and just apply it to, you know, my label and the artists that I'm gonna put out and just kick back and learn as much as I can, you know what I'm saying? As well as from Exhibit too, because he's taught Exhibit a lot as far as how to record vocals and the secrets to how to make shit crack and hit at the right time and things like that. So I'm being a student as well, you know what I mean? So it's definitely a great opportunity, man, and I'm just happy, and I'm going to take it to the fullest.
They're not ready. Okay.
I'm running with it now.
I see.
I'm running with the torch, man. Like, let's get it. Okay. Let's have fun. We got the Broken Ground project out, James Savage.
Right.
We also got James Savage Part 2 coming out as well.
Okay.
You know, we working on, so it's going to be
and
crazy.
Your label?
Yeah, Loco Entertainment, LOCO. Mm-hmm. Loco like the straight jacket, crazy entertainment. Got to be dropping, you know what I'm saying, all my shit. Shout out to my little homies, Hoodie Hood, Bully 3, with their new projects, you know what I'm saying? Some of my little homies out of San Diego, you know, been putting it down and representing, you know what I mean?
This James Savage is a whole new movement.
It's like I got a newfound adrenaline under that. You know, just under my real name. Mm-hmm, it's like, let me show the people who I really am and just have fun with being a lyricist and playing with words.
Exactly.
And that's what it's about.
Because you are a lyricist. And,
yes,
and for all those, you know, that fall into the stereotype of the gangster shit.
Yeah.
Listen to this man, bro.
Yeah,
like,
man.
The bro spits.
Have fun
bro
with
spits,
these raps.
Bro.
That's what it's about, man.
Yes,
I'm coming in peace. You know what I mean? I mean, y'all already know what it is. You know, but I'm coming in peace, man. I got, you know, Crip homies, Damu homies, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get out here and live my life to the fullest and represent and let the people, you know, see what I do best, man.
Right.
That's what it's about.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, JL, for coming down here,
bro.
Thank
you guys for having me.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Lastly, tell them where they can find you again. And you got some functions coming up. West, you know.
Yeah, you can find me up, James Savage Music, on Instagram, Twitter. Facebook, you know what I mean? Y'all check me out over there. Y'all come see me. I'm a guest star at How the West Was Won with Snoop and Game, performing with my dog X to the Z. Strong Arm Steady, you know what I'm saying? King T, the Alcoholics, it's going down. We finna do it big. And the next day after that, we flying out to Europe, you know what I mean? Got a 30-city tour, and Europe is going down, you know what I'm saying? Then we back at it out here. At the beginning of the year, we got another 30-city tour in the States, U.S., so y'all going to catch me one way or another.
Right,
J.O. Felony, James Savage, y'all know what it is. All my J.O. Felony fans, much love for staying down with your bro.
Well,
follow me as James Savage, though. New day, y'all know what it is.